You know what's great? So, first of all, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you, friend.
It's great to see you. I'm going to be a little off, like, looking at the camera, so I think I'm just going to look at you and have this, like, side shot. Is that fine with you?
You're fine. You do what you do. You. The funny thing is, like, this whole, it's been a while, right? And this whole, the whole premise of this episode, as we'll dive into, is, like, new setup, new beginnings, new everything. But the one thing that is constant is that we cannot clap at the same freaking time.
No, that's constant. The one thing that's constant.
Cheers to you, my friend.
Cheers, is that. Hey, buddy.
We can't clap at the same time.
Well,
you know what
it's
out.
Actually just called the speed of light and the speed of sound, and they're different. And so we are clapping at the same time, but you're not going to see it at the same time because that's how it actually works.
Well, but they will if we do a video because magic of editing.
Those videos will be identical. It's you that's perceiving it wrong.
You could just keep blaming me like you always do. Four years in a podcasting and you just keep blaming me.
If you were ever right, I wouldn't blame you.
Is that a Guinness?
No, it's a stout. It's not a Guinness, but it is a stout.
How's keto going?
I'm not on keto. There's none of me on keto.
That is also a new beginning.
that is. Are you doing that?
Yeah, I am. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes, sir.
Some of us change our life around. Other people are just doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I've done both. So, we've been gone since, August? Maybe?
Yeah.
I think it was August. I know I did like a little filler episode in October saying like, hey, we'll be back soon. 4 months is soon.
A year. Right? To be fair, I think for the audience that listens to us, who happens to all be some of our closest friends, there will probably be a little bit of grace knowing the circumstances that we're going to unpack here.
Yeah.
To be fair, that is not the explanation for the other 2.5 months.
Us
being busy.
There are good explanations, right? Life was the biggest explanation.
Sure.
What we're going to talk about, I think, all came into this. And to be fair, I think we both deserve some of the blame here. There was just a little bit of laziness in there as well.
Oh, I'll take 80% of it. I feel like every Sunday it would get closer to the time and I'd be like, you know what? We'll just kick the can to Monday. And then Tuesday's better for me. And then wash, rinse, repeat, and before you know it, you're 13 weeks later, and Jason Snell was right. Everyone starts a podcast, and then everyone takes break and never comes back.
Never comes back, like dieting.
Yeah.
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 So, exactly. So, okay, so, first of all, I also want to make sure I mention this, because I think this is something I was thinking about a lot, and it's really important to me, and I think it's going to be really important to you once you hear what I have to say, but it was really nice to hear the feedback from you that you received from people and that I received from people of how much they missed listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
Now, whether it was just being nice or really genuine, I think a lot of it was really genuine. We may not have a lot of listeners, but it is really, really special to know that the people who do listen, like, actually give a shit. I can't because I think one of our... I just did. I think one of
we're
our
working
is
on not using
much.
Bad words.
I know.
Because what we've learned is our number one podcast listener is my brother-in-law. He's our biggest fan. Hi, Ryan. It's good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, but,
glad to be
yeah.
back in the car with
hey,
you.
Ryan.
And my nieces,
yes,
who
yes, so we can't
are
do that.
Big into skinny fries, and so we gotta use the right language so they can enjoy. Avery and Hadley want to be a part of this, and we can't curse if they're going to be a part of it. So we're going to work on ourselves this year.
That's right.
And do well.
So I apologize, and I promise to do my best not to do it again. Just quick side note, I don't know if we're going to make a video out of this or not. We don't know. But I have two cameras that are right above each other, and I don't know which one to look at. So I'm just going to look in the middle of the two, but either one of them means I can't look at you. So it's
well,
weird.
Here's the good news. I think what we learned last year is that no one watches the videos.
That is correct.
Okay.
We do get some shorts.
On the shorts. Some shorts. Right?
Yeah.
So, but I think people watch the shorts because they're funny or they're entertaining or we're dumb. I don't really know which. In their short. Yeah. So I don't really care if we're looking at each other. In fact, I'm not even going to look at the camera anymore. Hi, camera. I'm going to look at you, and this is just going to be our new setup because we have new setups. Well,
we do.
I don't actually. I have the same setup, but my microphone's broken, so I'm recording differently. But you have
is this going to be your main setup now, or are you bouncing between the desks?
No. I mean, this is the desk I always use.
I think it's important to. Sometimes you were in Lindsay's office.
No, I haven't used that on this podcast ever. Not once.
Oh, see, I thought I was relying on that excuse because every week when we would record, you'd have to redo all your audio and video for some reason.
No.
And I just thought it was because you kept switching desks.
This is the desk. Usually it's facing this way. But
yeah,
But just because of the camera problems today, not camera, sorry, microphone problems today,
sure.
That's not how we're set up. But my new setup is just a different audio thing. So if it sounds like trash, we'll work on that next week. Your new setup is, 1,400 miles away from your last office? Or what? What's the math on that?
Probably not that far. So let me give you a tour.
No, that can't be that far. So, well, 800 miles?
No. Yeah, about 700 miles.
Okay. I doubled it.
Yeah. Which is very on par for your brand. But speaking of new beginnings, new setups, I now live in the Bay Area.
Nice.
So that was one of the many things that happened. And part of my new setup, not my surroundings, which I'll talk about in a minute, but my hardware setup has to do with this whole thing. So if you remember a while back, we talked, not on the pod, but we were talking, and I had applied for a new position within my company.
Yep.
And I thought that it would be, in Southern California. And so I'd be traveling a lot. And so what I went with that mindset was I wanted to downsize my hardware. I want to get rid of my big microphone, my big soundboard, my big lights. Well, although I have my lights, they're still packed up over there. And I want to get smaller setups that I could, if I needed to, record out of a hotel room, record out of anywhere.
Yeah.
Right. And so what I'm shooting on now, I'm still shooting on my Sony A7CR. I am shooting on a 14mm 1.8G Master lens, which I bought, about 6 months ago for the sole purpose of the podcast. And this is the first time I'm using it for the podcast.
Yep.
But I love it. I've had a chance to shoot with it a couple times too and absolutely love this lens. I'm recording audio on a Sony. I'm going to butcher this name. So let me come back to
one of their hot shoe mics, right?
Yeah, it's a newer hot shoe mic that is like
I'm using the older one. You've got the newer one.
Yeah, I love it because it just hot shoes. There's no cords to plug in. I got a dead cat on top. Hopefully the audio will come out good. Yep. We don't know. This is the first time. We'll find out. And then instead of my big floor lights, my Godex floor lights, I've got two of these little mini LED lights.
And they're bright.
That they are very bright, so they're RGB. I just have them set to 4200 Kelvin, one at 100%, one at 50%. Actually, I think I have them both at 100%. I do. I have them both at 100%. They're USB-C rechargeable, and they're doing great. So this is my office setup now, which can also transfer to be anywhere I need to go.
So do me one favor. You've got the lights kind of doing this, right?
I've got them pointing, so I'm sitting here in the middle. The lights are pointing straight back. And the reason I had to do them that way is I did every angle possible. This is the only angle where I get a zero exposure on my camera. If I move them in any direction, if I move this one like this, I'm at negative 0.3. If I move them in towards me, this would be fine. This would be fine, but then you see the lights.
Yeah,
so I didn't want that.
Less about that, actually, but put them on the same side. For a minute.
I'm at negative 0.7 when I do this. Not negative 0.3. And I'm very shadowy, obviously, on this side.
Yeah, the reason is, we can get into this a different day, but I think that Rembrandt look, where you take kind of one side off and get a little shadow there is smart. It's actually a smarter effect.
What if I could do this? What if I put this here? This will probably not make the final. So I could do this, and I'm at zeros.
Yeah, that actually looks better.
And I've got my dark side with my colorful lights.
Yeah, that lighting effect is called Rembrandting, and it's actually a better lighting technique.
I always knew I was a Rembrandt.
Yeah, you should keep that. That's better. That looks better than the other way. Okay. You can cool. add. So you, I mean, you need with. A key light, but like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And a practical.
Well, and also though, okay. And so now going to the room that I'm in. So I am out of the old place, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm in a new room, freshly painted. Got a whole new setup on my right. So I got a whole new bookshelf. Got all my, you know, my stuff kind of staged the way I like it. Got my shoes on the left, closet behind me, door behind me. I feel much better in this office space. The window's directly in front of me. So if I needed to get on some work calls, I have some natural light coming in as well, which is nice. But yeah, so we got a whole new environment, whole new setup, whole new place. Nice. Finally settled in. Yeah, I got moved up here a couple weeks ago. Finally got settled in. And new beginnings on the podcast. So here we are.
Love it.
Here we are. So, quick recap. The reason why we didn't put on a show for you guys for since August, which is, 7 months? Carry the one. Yeah, almost 7 months. First of all, we're sorry. Like, there's no good excuse. But I think it started with travel, right? You had a busy September. I had a busy October. Mm-hmm. And then given our jobs, and we both had birthdays. And then given our jobs, November, December are kind of crazy months.
Yeah.
And then, we had a few different illnesses going between us. Nothing major, just, you know, colds, COVID, flu, those sorts of things. But we're back, and our goal, I hope, is to start doing this more often. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. So for those of us who, might be listening that don't know the relationship that you and I have, John, you're my best friend in life. I mean, I don't know if there's somebody else that would kind of check that box the way you do. And about 4 years ago, it'll be 4 years. Yeah. Almost 4 years ago.
I mean, next week.
Right? Yeah. I was living in Alabama and you and I used to talk on the phone every day, almost every day. And we're like, you know what? Like, we should make a podcast out of our phone calls because they're just dumb enough and interesting enough at the same time that people want to listen. And I think that was the outwardly excuse. I think internally, it was a way for us to connect and stay connected. And in a way, like, here we are again, you know, doing this. And so here we are, new beginnings, new start. You've got a semi same setup with a new angle. I've got a new setup with new gear. I'm sure you've got some new gear floating around that you're probably not telling us about.
No, I haven't. I'm free and clear of any new purchases that are in my house currently. I have not. I'm in possession of nothing, officer. There's nothing in this car. I cannot be judged currently.
I'm in possession of nothing.
Let's be fair a little bit why. One... There is some new gear in the house that's non-camera related that you and I aren't going to talk about, but I do think maybe a persona-based future podcast is in our future.
I want to do an episode in that format that will be audio.
No, you got to do it in that format because Gruber did it, and you can find it on YouTube, and it's great.
But can we post that?
I don't know. I think so.
That's what I'm saying. So you're going to have to clarify.
I'll find out. I'll call business conduct.
We'll come back.
and we had a leak in our house, which caused some damage and a lot of financial investment into repairing and upgrading some parts of our house to do this. My house is a whole new color. Not up here, but down there.
But I got a pizza party. You did. That was nice.
That has prevented a little bit of any gear acquisition syndrome. And then in addition, there isn't a lot of new gear. Right, the Q3 was the last camera that was announced, really, that mattered to us. I don't have a Q3.
I never bought it. You don't have it.
Okay. And then...
Proud of you.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're a couple years away from anything, like, miraculous coming. And I think I'm pretty decided, yes. Honestly, that aside from minimal upgrades... you know, I'm not going to get an R6 if it comes out, but maybe an R7 or whatever, sure. Right? Like the standard, like every couple of years, you trade in your camera, you get the new one.
Yeah.
I think that the next real camera purchase I'll probably do that's big is an M series Leica when I can do it. Because I think, you know, kind of like a nice wristwatch, like you could go buy 10 Seikos, but it's just better to wait and buy that Moonwatch, right? And I've got a few cameras. It's actually on my list, my to-do list this week. I'm off for a couple days to sell a few, take some of that money, stash it away, and really like thin out a little bit of what I have. Because the truth is, this ZV is so great for this setting. The R is so great for anything that's like truly professional that I want to get. And then... I honestly think I need to move on from the Q2 because the Fuji X106, is that what they're calling it? VI, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah,
it's weird. It wasn't a Roman numeral.
It is. Well, no, it's always been. So it's interesting. I watched a video on this. So it's always stood for numbers, but they didn't always use Roman numerals.
Yeah, cool.
So it was the F was four.
What was the S?
The V is a Roman numeral 5. Second, I think. There was a X100S, X100T, X100F, X100V, X100VI. Sure.
That'll be my point and shoot, right? But like, just like you, at some point, it's like, you know, I mean, you're gonna bring your smartphone around most of the time anyway, and so
I actually got Jill and I went to a farmer's market this morning. And I saw a really cool mural on a wall. And I thought about taking my camera today with just my 24mm G lens, little tiny pancake lens. Not pancake, but just in between. And I didn't because I don't want to carry it around. I took it yesterday. And I saw a really cool mural. And I just pulled out my phone, turned on RAW, grabbed the photo, threw it in Lightroom.
Yeah, right.
All good, right? So that was really what I was thinking about with the X106. Jeez. I never had the 5 or the V, as people called it. I tried to get it for a very long time. Had some bad failures at actually acquiring one. Now they're available for pre-order. Yeah. And now they're available for pre-order. And it's like, part of me is like, sure, it'd be cool to have. But then the other part of me is like, I, you know, as you know, like I switched from an A7IV to an A7CR, smaller camera. I have some small lenses. They're, you know, a small lens on a CR is still bigger than a X106, but not by much.
Totally.
Not that much bigger. And it was just a matter of like, I have my phone and my phone has arguably one of the best cameras on the market on it. You know, like...
Yeah, I think I was listening, you know,
those lines are being blurred a lot.
Yeah, McKinnon and Tapoya and them, they don't make YouTube videos anymore. So you really rarely ever get one. But I was in Spatial and I was watching YouTube and I was like, man, I haven't seen McKinnon in a month and a half. And I clicked, I guess he had a video a few weeks ago. I just didn't see it. So I clicked it. I only watched the first few minutes of it, but in it, he... you know, just kind of off the cuff said, and that's beautiful for cinematography, showing GoPros, and said, but I'm a photographer. And I really aligned with that of like, I like shooting video now. I think it's super fun. I was so happy last year. I took all those videos that I made all year and all those projects, and I put together like a family recap. I love that I have that. I'm gonna do that every year for the rest of my life. But at my soul, I'm a photographer. Like, I want to have something to document daily life on. And I was telling you this the other day, like, I really want it to be like a Q series. It's just too big. And it feels dumb to say that, but it is about the same size as I think an A7 IV with a small lens. And the Fuji does such a nicer job of that, just size-wise. Also, that X-Trans sensor, they're using that 40 megapixel. I have that on the Fuji H2S. Is that the one I have? Whatever that one is. And I shot those Legoland photos that I think I sent you last year on it. And it was excellent. I mean, it's an excellent sensor. And so I think if you get a 6, you'll be super happy. Also, if you don't, like, you're not... It's not, you know, but like, hey, that was the camera I shot London on, and it was great. I mean, no regrets there. So,
I think one of my goals for this year, you know, we never did a goals episode.
We did set them. Well, we just didn't do our episode together.
We did set them, but we talked about them too. One of my goals for this year really is to try to, get past my addiction to retail therapy. And it's, you know, I think it obviously, like, we're both tech nerds and gadget nerds. So, like, we have a passion for always getting the latest tech stuff. And in a way we kind of feed off one another, right? Like, we talk about it, we show it off, we do all this and all that. But, like, I really want to try to, instead of trying to be in every ecosystem, everything, everywhere, try to really just excel in the ones that I'm in. You know, we've talked a lot about just a lot of things. But, you know, one of the things that we talked about a while back, and we've talked about it quite a bit, is I think you mentioned it, like, finding what makes you happy in life and kind of going in on all that. But, like, we're talking about, in the sense of, like, spending and time and all that. And, like, you can't just do everything, right? You can't fly first class and buy every new pair of shoes that comes out and do all this. That's not our lifestyle. We don't have the privilege of being in that lifestyle, right? And so, like, you've got to pick and choose the places and things that you want to really invest in. And I think for me, like, I love, when it comes to cameras, I love my Sony. I genuinely love this camera. And so, like, instead of, like, looking at, like, a X106, you know, one thing that I actually have been thinking about, looking at a lot of videos lately, is, like, Sony just announced their 24-50 G lens f/2.8, which is a really odd, really, really odd zoom lens. It's a very weird focal range. However, I have the 24 and I have the 40 G lens f/2.8, right? And one of the things that I will struggle with is, which one do I want to take? And so, like, I'm in this boat right now of, like, maybe it makes sense to sell both of those and just buy the 24 to 50 and have both in one lens that's slightly bigger, but still small enough to just take with me everywhere I go. And it covers all that.
Yeah.
So, like, that's kind of the world I'd rather live in, is if I'm going to spend money, spend it in the ecosystems that I'm currently in.
And build those. I think, because you not spending money, not buying stuff is, like, I mean, it's as fake as anything that's ever going to exist in humanity. However,
it's a goal.
However, I'm about to compliment you, but I had to make sure the insult was there first. One of the things I really appreciated, and we didn't get to do this as a goal episode, but the way that you framed that up for me when we were walking and talking about that was less about, like, if there's a, let's say Leica decides to update the CL finally. I mean, it's been 8 years, right?
Yeah.
Like, that CL is one of my favorite cameras that ever existed. APS-C sensor, great lens system, like, fantastic, right? I could absolutely see both of us buying that camera. Like, no problem buying that camera. I think what I actually appreciate about what your goal was this year was less about not buying something like that, because that's, like, just kind of the whatever, like, that's going to come and go. But what you and I are very...
We just had a technical issue where John's camera just stopped cameraing. We don't know if this is going to come back or not, or if he even has video or not. So with that said, we are going to wrap up this week's episode. And there might be a part two next week. There may not. We might be doing this again. We'll find out. Thanks for tuning in.
Skinny fries.